This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. The Helena City Commission has denied Rachel Harlow Schalk's allegations that it was requiring her to violate the city charter and her ethical obligations during her time as city manager. In a statement issued Wednesday to the Helena Independent Record, the Helena City Commission said it disagreed with Harlow Schalk's allegation that there is a conflict between the city code and the city charter. Quote, the city commission denies it is violating the city charter, nor asked Ms. Harlow Schalk to violate ethical obligations she held as city manager, the statement says. The city charter specifically provides that the city commission act legislatively to make policy, and the city manager carries out those policies. In her statement earlier this week, Harlow Schalk said the commission was overstepping its authority. Quote, the commission was getting involved in operational matters assigned to the city manager in the city charter. She said that in her Monday statement. She noted that she and the commission had been discussing the city commission's role in city operations since she started as city manager in October of 2012. U.S. environmental regulators want to end a years-long environmental cleanup along dozens of miles of railroad in two northwestern Montana communities where asbestos from mining was processed and shipped by rail across the country for use as insulation, as a gardening soil additive, and for other purposes. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing to end its work at rail yards in the towns of Libby and Troy and along 42 miles of railroad right-of-way after two decades of cleanup efforts under the Federal Superfund program for hazardous sites. The line will continue to be used, but railroad owner BNSF has agreed to manage the impacted areas in a way that will protect human health. That's under a 2020 consent decree with federal authorities. Asbestos cleanup work at the mine itself is ongoing and is expected to continue for some years. The Office of State Public Defender has filed its petition with the Montana Supreme Court, arguing that Yellowstone County District Court Judge Don Harris exceeded his authority when he ordered the agency last month to assign legal representation to defendants within 3 days and then held the agency in contempt when it failed to do so. An earlier contempt ruling, according to the Billings Gazette, came after Harris learned that more than 650 defendants were without legal representation in Yellowstone County District Court. In that instance, Harris fined OPD $500 per case in his own court, a total of $15,000, according to OPD's petition. The agency paid the fine, further depleting OPD's resources and exacerbating the problems of a lack of funds for attorneys. Harris' February 2nd order also included a $500 fine for each of the 17 cases in which OPD had not assigned an attorney within a 3-day window established in his earlier order, finding the agency in contempt. Those fines, totaling $8,500, were due on March 4th. 2 days before the fines were due, OPD filed a motion with Harris to pause the fines while their petition with the state Supreme Court plays out. Harris granted the motion the same day, writing that a pause on the collection was appropriate and reasonable. Officials from the State Public Defender's Office described the agency's workforce quagmire in an update to state legislators on the Law and Justice Interim Committee on Tuesday. Retaining employees in Billings remains the largest issue facing the office, according to OPD Development and Operations Bureau Chief Brett Shelderson. He told lawmakers attorneys can move laterally within state government and get a different attorney job for $13,000 more annually than they can at OPD. He says rates in the private sector are even higher. As a result, the office is short 31 employees statewide, 26 of them our attorneys, according to Rhonda Lindquist, the director of the Office of State Public Defender. Quote, "We are working diligently with the budget office to figure out what we can do to make this look different," Lindquist said. In the Supreme Court case, OPT argues Harris's actions of sanctioning the agency into compliance is only hurting the situation. Quote, "OPD shares the district court's commitment to the constitutional rights of Montana defenders, but that does not change the undisputed reality that OPD does not have the resources necessary to comply with the contempt order, to say nothing of the frequent situations where conflicts require OPD to engage in the often lengthy process of locating suitable contract counsel." Attorneys wrote in their petition, "Contempt is not appropriate where the contemnor lacks the ability to comply with the order in the first instance." The Lolo National Forest has dropped plans to defend logging and thinning in the Soldier-Butler project in the Nine Mile Ranger District west of Missoula after two federal court defeats. On Monday, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed Region 1 Forester Leanne Martin's appeal of a district court ruling that found the Forest Service had failed to agree with its own rules to protect elk, grizzly bear, and wildlife habitat in the 45,000-acre project area. The federal judge also found that the agency didn't keep agreements to remove 115 miles of road and couldn't ignore private studies showing supposedly blocked roads were in fact getting regular motorized use. Wildlife advocates said the logging and road building would prevent grizzly bears from moving between the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem to and from the vast but grizzly vacant Bitterroot ecosystem just south of Interstate 90. Quote, "We need to get female bears over into the Bitterroot Mountains, and this is one of the main corridors linking this side over to the Bitterroots." That's according to Patty Ames of the Flathead Lolo Bitterroot Citizen Task Force. Quote, "They need to be able to den and raise families in secure areas before they can start moving further south." A group of 17 former mine workers, as well as representatives from another 29 who have since died after miners developed a series of health problems and cancers from asbestos exposure, have filed suit against Zurich American Insurance, part of Swiss-based insurance heavyweight Zurich Insurance Group. The 17 paid suit filed in Montana federal court says Zurich American has stalled insurance payouts to mine workers and their families for the profit of their own investors. The deadly asbestos dates back to the 1960s and 70s, when workers were exposed to asbestos at the W.R. Grace and Company vermiculite mine in Libby. Contamination from the mining activity has since been blamed for hundreds of deaths, and federal efforts to clean up the remote Montana region continue to this day. The legal battle over liability was supposedly decided in 2020 when the Montana Supreme Court ruled Maryland Casualty Company, which has since become a part of Zurich, didn't uphold its duty in warning miners about the dangers of the mine. Even after the ruling, the plaintiffs in Monday's suit say Zurich continues to refuse to pay up. Instead of resolving multiple claims against the company, Zurich instead has made no efforts to settle claims or make meaningful medical payments to the former workers, according to the plaintiffs. Quote, "Despite repeated requests for reasonable settlement of the accrued claims, Zurich has not made a reasonable offer to the plaintiffs, collectively or individually, and has made no attempt whatsoever to settle the accrued claims of their plaintiffs in the worker group." That's according to the complaint. Why would the insurance giant intentionally stall on their responsibilities? According to the complaint and attorney for the miners, Alan McGarvey, it's all about investors. Quote, "They are making huge amounts of money on the money that should be paid to claimants," McGarvey said in a statement obtained by the Associated Press. If you need to hear this report again, please check the podcast on our Treasure State Radio or KGRT-DB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in 46 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, in 24 countries on 6 continents. We also post our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.